On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police have launched a manhunt for the gunman involved in a deadly shooting at a tavern in Sundumbili on the KZN North Coast. It's alleged a 44-year-old man was walking with a friend to the drinking spot on Thursday night when an assailant appeared and shot him dead. Police say the suspect then turned his attention to the establishment, opening fire on four patrons. KZN Police spokesperson Paul Magwaza says he also robbed them.
Police in Sundumbili have opened a case with one count of murder, four counts of attempted murder, and two counts of armed robbery. No persons have been arrested and police are investigating.
And Deputy President Paul Mashatile has vowed that government will stand firm on policies aimed at addressing historical injustices. Speaking at a Human Rights Day commemoration event in the Eastern Cape yesterday, he said land reform is key to healing the wounds of the past.
The Native Lands Act of 1913, a cornerstone of colonialism and apartheid, restricted land ownership and occupation by black South Africans, leading to forced removals and the creations of native reserves.
President Cyril Ramaphosa signed the expropriation bill into law in January, a move that led to tensions with the U.S. Mashatile says the act acknowledges land dispossession as one of the most lasting and challenging legacies of the apartheid era.
We would like to reiterate that South Africa, as a sovereign state, would not disregard its policies and activities aimed at rectifying historical injustices due to external pressures. We are confident that we have chosen the correct path.
He also said U.S. President Donald Trump's freeze on aid to foreign countries shows the urgent need for South Africa to build a resilient, self-reliant healthcare system. And in West Africa, Niger's government has announced 3 days of mourning after 44 civilians were killed in the country's southwest by Islamic State terrorists. The victims were killed in an attack on a mosque yesterday. The country has vowed to hunt down the perpetrators and put them on trial. And finally, South African Olympic silver medal winner Akani Simbine claimed the bronze medal in the 60 metres for men at the World Indoor Championships in China. This is South Africa's first indoor medal since 2018. Simbine was part of the country's 4x100-metre relay team who clinched silver at the Olympic Games in Paris last year. Durban, a high of 28 today. Pietermaritzburg and Newcastle, 30. Richards Bay and Ladysmith, 31. Moy River, 29. Kokstad, 27. Margate, 28. Ulundi, 32. And 25 for the Berg. We've got 2-metre-high sea swells at the Durban beach this morning with sunset at 6:04. Cape Town, 22. Johannesburg, 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.